Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shivam.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Ritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Purva Mimamsa, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
What is the situation of Nisheda? Nisheda. Vakya, you say, Tatha Nakkalanjam Bhakshet. This is the Nisheda Vakya. This is the example for Nisheda. Nakkalanjam Bhakshet. Don't eat Kalanja. What is Kalanja? Kalanja is the animal which is killed with poison arrow. Poison tipped arrow or whatever, knife. So, an animal which is killed with a poison tipped instrument is Kalanjam. So the Veda says don't eat it. Or palandum navakshyet, don't eat garlic. Surana pibet, don't drink liquor. So these are sentences from Vedas, which what does it do? Ityadi nishedho api, these kind of negation also. Nisheda is negation. These are the nishedas, condemning negation also. Nivartanam pratipadin, it proves you the nivartana, it proves you the negation. This you should not do. In this way it proves. And then what is the, see, okay, you have said it, I should not do. What if I do it? If you ask, then swa nivartakatva nirvahartam, to make that nivartana, that negation stable, to make prove the point, it says nishedasya kalanjavakshanasya para anishta sadhanattam akshipan. To make the person heed to the command that not to do, it attaches that kalanja bhakshana. If you eat that, you will gain this result which is not likable by you, likable by anyone. So, which is not desirable. That kind of result you will gain. So, with this, the Shruti says, Akshipan Purusham Tato Nivarteti. It tells the Purusha, you do that, you are going to experience these kind of bad results. Purusha will say, okay, why should I do that kind of karma and experience these bad results? So he will not do. So this is the function of Vidhi and Nisheda. This is the difference between Vidhi and Nisheda. Vidhi attaches itself to some result and makes the Purusha do that. Nisheda also attaches itself to some bad result and makes the Purusha not to do that. Makes the person not to do that. Linga, Lingartha Shabda Bhavanaya Nanjarthena Anvayaha. So, how does this Nisheda Vakya, Vidhi Vakya, we saw it attaches itself to the Ling, and then Ling also, this Ling, when I say Ling, Vidhi Ling, then I also say late, load, love, tavya, etc. Now, with this, there are two portions, Ling portion, Arthi Bhavana, and Akhyata portion, which is Sakshabdi Bhavana. These kind of explanations we saw. Now, what does Nisheda do? Nano Nisheda Vakyasya Katam Nivartana Pratipadakattam Iti Chet. How does this Nisheda Vakya make a person not do, negate a person from doing, stop the person, prevent the person from doing something? How does it do it? You say Iti Chet Uchate. I will answer you. Natavada Tatra Dhatvartasya Nanjarthena Anvayaha. Dhatu Artha is not directly related to the Nanjartha. Nanj is negation compound. This negation compound will not be directly related to the Dhatu Artha. Then what will it do? Avyavadhani Api Tasya Pratyartha Bhavanena Upasarjanatvana Upasthitehe. Though there is no vyavadhana, there is no gap, na kalanjam bhakshyet, na bhakshyet, na bhakshyet, in that it will relate itself, na bhaksha, bhaksha is the dhatu, bhaksha to eat. So this dhatu, bhaksha plus lakara. So instead of bhaksha, it relates itself with the pratyaya, with the lakara, na with lakara. So, it does not relate itself with the root word, but it relates itself with the pratyaya, the prefix. So, the pratyartha bhavana upasanjaya. Water bhavana exists in the pratyaya. With that, it relates. Arthi shabdi bhavana, we saw that with that bhavana it relates. Therefore, nahi anya upasarjanatvena upasthita anya upasarjanatve na upasthita mantra anvet. Upasthitam anyatra anveti. Nahi anya upasarjanatvena upasthitam anyatra anveti. If there is some link with something, it will not link itself with any other thing. Whatever is present to link itself with something specific cannot be used to link with something non-specific or something different. Anyatha, otherwise, Raja Purusham Ani Ityadopi Rajnyaha Kriyanvyapattehe. Otherwise, what will happen is Raja Purusha Aniya. He says Rajnya Purusha Aniya means Raja Purusha Aniya means bring the king's men. Bring the king's man, let us say, king's man. Now what does this mean? Bring a man who works for the king. That is how you understand and you go. Now, if you link with the dhatu artha, if you link with everything else, if you don't link with specific ones, if you link with everything else, then you will say, bring the king, the man, a man. It can also mean like that. Raja Purusham Aniya, you will say Rajam Aniya Purusham. A Purusha, who is Raja? Bring him. A man, who is the king? Bring him. The whole meaning of the sentence is lost. So, you should not link one word with something else which it cannot be linked with. It should be specific. So, ataha pratyarthasya eva nanjarthena anvaya. Therefore, the pratyaya, the meaning of the pratyaya, pratyaya is the prefix. Only with it you have to add this suffix, this nanj. Nanj can become a suffix also sometimes. Na can be separated. Nanj can add to some word and it can become a suffix also. It's a compound. Nanj is a compound word. Then it acts like a suffix. Let us say, dharma, when I add this nanj compound to dharma, it becomes a dharma. Na nanj becomes a. A dharma. If something is starting with a vowel, a, e, u, etc., then this a becomes an. Instead of a, I add an. Atma. Then, for Atma, the negation compound is An plus Atma, Anatma. If it is a vowel, then you add An. If it is non-vowel, you add A. This is the Nanj compound. This is how you make a Nanj compound. Now, Pratyartasya Eva Nanjartena Anveha. Therefore, you have to take the Pratyartha, the meaning of the Pratyaya only with it, the Sham. The Bhavana only should be linked with the Nanj compound, not the root word. Tatrapi na akhyata na akhyatatva amsha vachyata bhavanayaha tasyaha lingamsha vachya pravartane pravartana upasarjanatvena upasthite hai kintu lingamsha vachya shabda bhavanayaha tasya sarvapekshaya pradhanatvat. Even there, where should I attach this to? Which bhavana should I attach this to? So he says, Akhyata amsha vachyartha bhavanayaha na. You should not link it with the vachyartha. There are two parts of ling also. One is a ling amsha, the other is akhyata amsha. Ling amsha is shaddi bhavana, akhyata amsha is arthi bhavana. So, you should not link it with the arthi bhavana. You should not link it with the akhyata amsha. Then what should you link it with? Link it with the shabdi bhavana. Because shabdi bhavana is common for everything. Therefore, link amsha tvena eva amyet. Kintu ling amsha vachya shabda bhavana yaha. You have to link it with the shabdi bhavana only. Which is the meaning of the link, which takes the ling amsha. Ling portion only. Ling tva. Tasya sarva apeksha pradhanata, because that is what is important when you compare with everything else. నంజ్ స్వభావ కథనం. వాట్ ఈస్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ నంజ్? సో హీఈస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ ది కాంపౌండ్ నంజ్. వాట్ ఈస్ ఇట్? వాట్ ఈస్ ది స్పెషాలిటీ ఆఫ్ ఇట్? నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ నంజ్ ఏష స్వభావ. దిస్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ నంజ్. ఎత్ స్వ సమవ్యాహృత పదార్థ విరోధి బోధకత్వం. వాట్ ఇస్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ నంజ్? ఎత్ సమవ్యాహృత, వాట్ ఎవర్ యు ఆర్ లింకింగ్ ఇట్ విత్ తద్ పదార్థ, దట్ విత్ దట్ పదార్థ, వాట్ ఎవర్ పదార్థ, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ యు ఆర్ లింకింగ్ ఇట్ విత్ దట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ విరోధ బోధకత్వం. ఇట్ జస్ట్ గివ్ ది ఆపోజిట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్. వాట్ ఎవర్ యు ఆర్ యాడింగ్ ఇట్ టు, ఇట్ గివ్ ది ఆపోజిట్ మీనింగ్. ధర్మ అధర్మ, పుణ్య అపుణ్య, సో ఇట్ విల్ జస్ట్ గివ్ ది ఆపోజిట్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యు ఆర్ అటాచింగ్ ఇట్ టు. దట్ ఇస్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ నంజ. యథా ఘటో నాస్తి ఇత్యాదో, లైక్ ఘటో నాస్తి, పాట్ డస్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్, ఘటో నాస్తి, ఇన్ దిస్ న అస్తి, దిస్ ఇస్ ది న అస్తి, అస్తి ఇస్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, న అస్తి నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్, వాట్ పాట్. నౌ అస్తి ఇది శబ్ద సమవ్యాహృత నంజ్ ఘట సత్వ విరోధి ఘట అసత్వం గమయతి. వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ గివ్? వాట్ మీనింగ్ డస్ ఇట్ గివ్? నాస్తి గివ్స్ అస్తి మీన్స్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. ఇట్ నెగేట్స్ ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. వాట్ ఇస్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్? పాట్. సో ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ పాట్, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇస్ ఆపోజిట్ టు ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ పాట్, దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ గివింగ్, దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ ది మీనింగ్ ఇట్ గివ్స్. ఘటో నాస్తి, ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ పాట్ డస్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్, దట్ ఇస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఇట్ గివ్స్ యూ. ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ పాట్ ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్. సో ఏతాది ఇహ లింగ సమవివ్యాహ, లింగ సమవివ్యాహతో నంజ లింగర్థ ప్రవర్తన విరోధిని నివర్తమానం ఏవ నివర్తనాం ఏవ బోధేతి. సో దట్ ఇస్ విత్ సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్. హియర్ ఇన్ ది నిషేధ వాక్య, వాట్ ఇస్ ది ఫంక్షన్ ఆఫ్ లింగ్? లింగ్ కమాండ్స్ యూ, ప్రాడ్స్ యూ టు డూ సంథింగ్. విధి, ఇట్ మేక్స్ యూ డూ థింగ్స్. నౌ టు డూ, ఇన్ యూ యాడ్ దిస్ నంజ్ టు దిస్ టు డూ, ఇట్ సేస్ నాట్ టు డూ. That is the idea it gives. Ling samabhyartha, with the ling when it is added, nanj ling artha pravartana virodhi. Ling means makes you to do. Opposite to it is not to do. Nivartanam eva bodheti. It just says, okay, don't do. Meaning nivartana, never do it. Not to perform. That is what the knowledge it will give you. విధి వాక్య శ్రవణే అయం మాం ప్రవర్తయతి ప్రతీతిః ప్రతీతేః తస్మిన్ నిషేధ వాక్యస్థలే నివర్తనైవ వాక్యార్థః. వెన్ యు హియర్ సమ్ ఇంజెక్షన్, ది నాలెడ్జ్ యు గెయిన్ ఇస్ దిస్ సెంటెన్స్ మేక్స్ మీ టు డూ దిస్, దట్ ఇస్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ యు గెయిన్. వెన్ యు హియర్ వెన్ యు లిసన్ టు దిస్ నిషేధ వాక్య, ఇట్స్ యు గెయిన్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ దట్ దిస్ సెంటెన్స్ మేక్స్ మీ ఆర్ is gives me the knowledge that I should not perform. Non-performance is the knowledge which you gain from the nishedha vakya. Yadatu pratyarthasya tatra anvaye bodhakam badakam tada dhatvartha seva tatra anvaya. When there is a trouble in linking it with the pratyaya, with the prefix, then you can add it to the ధాతు అర్థ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్, ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది రూట్ వర్డ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్, దర్ ఇస్ నో ప్రాబ్లమ్ దేర్ ఆల్సో. బాధకం ద్విధం, బికాస్ బాధక నెగేషన్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ టూ టైప్స్. తచ్చ బాధకం ద్విధం, దిస్ బాధక నెగేషన్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ టూ టైప్స్. వాట్ ఇస్ దట్? తస్య వ్రతం ఇది ఉపక్రమో వికల్ప ప్రసక్తిశ్చ. తత్ర ఆద్యం నేక్షత ఉద్యంతం ఆదిత్యం ఇత్యాదౌ తస్య వ్రతం ఇది ఉపక్రమ్య ఏతద్ వాక్య పాఠాత్ తథా చ అత్ర పరిదాస ఆశ్రయణం. So, there are two nishedas. Vratam iti upakramaha, vikalpa prasaktischa, pariyudasa and prasakti, vikalpa prasakti. There are two types. That is what he says, pariyudasa ashrayanam. So, pariyudasa, vartati vratam in this pariyudasa. Second is vikalpa prasakti. We will see in detail. There is this sentence. నేక్షంతం ఉద్యంతం ఆదిత్యం అస్తమంతం చ. ఇట్స్ జస్ట్ సేస్ ఫస్ట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది సెంటెన్స్. You have to add astavantam cha. Meaning, na iksheta. Iksheta, see. Na iksheta, don't see. Don't see what? Udyantam adityam, the rising sun. Astamantam cha, also the setting sun. Why is it? Why does this Shruti give us the knowledge? Not to see the rising sun and beautiful. See, people go to see this rising sun, the beauty of rising sun and the setting of sun. To see this, people go to Kanyakumari because you can see it very beautifully. The sun rise and the moon, the sun settling and moon rise. So they go to beaches, they go to hill areas to see this beauty. But Shruti says, do not do it. Why? What is the time when the sun arises or sets? It is dawn. What should you be doing? Aharal Sandhya Upasita. You have to be performing Sandhya Upasana, not seeing this beauty of sunrise or sunset. So, it negates this vision to make you perform some other karma. Instead of doing this useless karma, do the Sandhya Vandana. That is what you have to do. Because when should I perform the Sandhya Vandana karma? For that it gives a sloka. It says the morning Sandhya should be before the when the star exists, before the sunrise. The afternoon Sandhya should be when the sun is at the top over your head. The evening Sandhya should be started before the sun sets and till you see the stars. So this is the three. Before when you see the stars, till you see the sunrise, when the sun is above your head, and when the sun is setting and before you see the stars. These are the three periods when you have to perform the Sandhya Vandana. And because of this, when you perform this according to this, you will not be able to see this. If you see, that is the wrong thing. That is why it says, na ikshita udyantam adityam astamantam cha. And where does this come? Where does this vidhi come? It's an injunction. Where does this come? Though it's nisheta, it's an injunction. Where does this come? Tasya vrata. There is this title. Tasya vrata. He should have to follow. These are the vratas. Vratas means that which one disciple should follow. So, when the disciple, he comes to the guru, he makes him, he installs the Upanayana and the sacred tat and then teaches him the Veda. Now, he has studied the Veda. Now, after this snana called Avabhrata snana, which is kind of convocation, this fellow will be sent to his home. Because after studying, he should have to follow the Grastha Ashrama. That is the order. So, he has to go back to his house and follow the Grastha Ashrama. After Avabhrata Snana, he can go to Grastha Ashrama and follow Grastha Ashrama Dharmas, perform the Yoga Yagas, and then take to Vanaprastha and Sannyasa. Or, he can stay with the Guru. And not doing Avabhrata Snana, he can stay with the Guru, be an Aishtika Brahmachari. He can do that also. Now, when he has finished his Avabhrata Snana, he has to pack his bags to go back to his country, go back to his place. Now, he should be given knowledge. What should he do and what he should not do? This is for Vedic people. What he should do and what he should not do. That is tasya vratam. You have to do this, you should not do this. This kind of knowledge he should be given. So, you have to do. In the to-do set, there is not to do. You have to do, you have to do, you have to do, you have to do, you have to not to do, you have to do. Now, there is a jarringness here in this. To do, and not to do, to do. So, tasya vratam iti upakramya etad vakya patat. In this place, it comes in the convocation to do. It comes therefore tatha cha atra paryudasha shravanam. Paryudasha, we take to this paryudasha. Paryudasha means we take to this supporting of the dhatvartha. the dhatu artha, the meaning of the root word. Ninanjus attached to the root word. Tatha hi om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate om shanti shanti shanti.